This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. You dropped the bomb on me, but you turned me on. You dropped the bomb on me, baby.
You dropped the bomb on me. You were my favorite. Welcome back, Hollywood Casino Press Box. Final segment, Charlie Marlowe, Brian Hoffman, the Peoria Plowboy, Darren Atkins, and Jim Huer now sitting in for the final 10 minutes, and then also for the midday grind as Frank is on assignment for the final 10 minutes of this program here. Jim, how you doing?
I'm well this morning. I am well. I'm like everybody else, just trying to mail it in to get to the weekend, right?
This is going to be a fun weekend, though. Seriously. And then with, of course, the holiday coming up Monday, Tuesday, it still kind of feels like the free beginning of next week. And when you're talking football, no, seriously, if you're a football fan, tomorrow, I believe... Florida, Michigan is an early game.
This weekend kind of starts the fun bowl.
It does.
Yes. And now, if you like to gamble on games, you could gamble on all these lesser games. But when you're waking up tomorrow and around noon, whenever that game starts, you have Florida and Michigan. And then basically that rolls right into Notre Dame, Clemson, college football playoff, Oklahoma, Alabama. You're going to have right there 9, 10, 11 hours of hopefully really good college football.
Even tonight, I know it's not major implications, but you have West Virginia, Syracuse, Iowa State, Wazoo, four ranked teams playing tonight.
Lots of points.
Yes.
Lots of points.
I'm very interested to see the Missouri-Oklahoma State, because the Missouri fans that I've been surrounded by, whether it be Facebook or the show, are so confident that they've already basically marked down that end-of-the-year win, and I'm kind of curious to see if there's that hiccup.
With that smile, it sounds like maybe you want that hiccup.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Plazzi's rooting interests are 100% just personal.
I find that you see Mizzou, they're very helter-skelter. So to say that this is a lock, I don't know if there's any such thing as a lock with the Missouri Bowl. I think Texas, they were talking similar that, you know, this is a team we could beat. They got routed. I mean, they were down 14-0 in the first quarter. So I'm saying this could be a situation. It's not like Oklahoma State is like Vanderbilt to where they're trouble scoring. They're going to put up 40. Missouri might do the same, but I think it's a lot closer, even with the two studs that are sitting out for Oklahoma. I think it's closer than what people think.
You actually bring up a great point, because I was thinking about that, where last year you had a similar situation where
Texas went down
a little bit. Mizzou went off end of the year. And they were rocking and rolling at the end of that season. What did they win? They win five or six straight games.
Won six.
Whatever it was. Mm-hmm. But then you have that month off. And I remember thinking Mizzou was going to crush Texas. And it was the same situation, because Texas had a couple guys that were sitting out due to the NFL draft. And now Oklahoma State, it's a similar situation. They have a couple guys sitting out. And, you know, I want Mizzou to win. And I'm almost thinking about this more from just watching a good game, or if you're going to throw down a bet on the game. I just wonder, if I'm a team like Mizzou, where everything was going right, I mean, they were hot, man. They go and they beat Florida. They run through the end of their SEC schedule, which, again, it wasn't the most difficult teams at the end. But even when you're beating Arkansas, whatever that final score was, and they shut them out. I mean, Mizzou was running on all cylinders at the end of that year. And I'm just thinking, the worst thing to happen to a team like that is to then sit around for a month
or
so.
And I think the worry is not having a lot on the line. Odom got his money. They kind of have the recruiting class set in place, and they're not going to lose guys based on a win or a loss. So I think that might come into play. And I'm not saying Missouri is going to lose. I still think they'll win. But, man, Oklahoma State's no slob. They have taken really good teams. I mean, they've also lost to TCU. But they have taken good teams to the wire. It's not like they've been blown out a ton this year. So I would just hold back on saying this is Barry Odom's automatic ninth win of the year. I just don't know if I see that 100%.
The one thing is, you never know what the kids, do they really think?
A month off.
Is the intensity there? Is it really important for them to win the game? Or is it, hey, we got a trip to go.
Got a swag bag in Memphis, yeah.
That's all I got. I'm in Memphis. We were partying. We're eating barbecue all week. And, hey, this is great. We got to go back to class at some point. Let's not worry about the game.
On the text line. Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. On the text line, 855-282-8255. This is a couple minutes back, but somebody's saying from the 314, the forecast for the Liberty Bowl calls for 100% thunderstorms all day. The weather has already canceled one game in that region this bowl season. I have tickets and I'm wondering what to expect considering the forecast. And I was watching on Fox 2 recently, and we're just showing different sound bites and all that, that Barry Odom kind of was looking ahead this week at one of their practice days, and there was a lot of rain in the forecast, and they drove probably an hour, hour and a half down to Ole Miss to practice in Ole Miss's indoor facility. They left Memphis to go get their work in. So you wonder if the weather is going to be really bad. I feel like with both teams, though, they're both so high scoring. I hope it's a really fun game. It'd be great if it was 42-38, whatever it is. Just kind of looking superficially, you do have two really good offenses. I would think Mizzou's defense is a little better. So if they stop here or there, or if they can just force a field goal here and there, you would think Mizzou's going to win the game. I believe the spread is around 8 right now, so that's a lot of points. And again, I'm thinking so much about last year's bowl game, and maybe this will be a totally different situation, but I think there's kind of a lot of similarities. When you have a team where everything's going right for you, I just think the worst thing to happen is to take a month off and sit around.
Remember how weather affected Missouri and South Carolina? A monsoon could just blow up everything, and everything we sit here and analyze and think could happen just goes right out the window.
How disappointed!
Bring the dry gloves, by the way, this year.
How disappointed would it be? You know, you have this nice, successful end of the year run like you had last year, and a game gets canceled. You know, or you're up like 14-3, and the game gets canceled. You could see that the light at the end of the tunnel. You're about to get that ninth win to, you know, shut the haters up, and it gets canceled. What is it, like a three-hour lightning delay will probably cancel a game? Is that like, if you're in the middle of a thunderstorm, you got to think lightning is to follow, and, you know, that doesn't sound too promising.
Have your extra programming ready if you're on the Learfield Network there, I'll tell you.
It does seem like this game, though, does matter for Mizzou. And at the end of the day, if they lose a close game, nobody's going to say, oh, that's an indictment of this football season. But I just feel like when you go back to that Kentucky game, and I was – you know, I got to cover two games this year. One was Kentucky, just one of the most, just worst losses I've ever seen in person.
Offensive showdown.
Just crushing. But the way that game
ended,
where the final 2 minutes, Mizzou needed like 14 straight things to go wrong.
Wasn't it like
and
third
every
long?
Single one happened. And look, you can question the officials. That's absolutely fair. But it's just like that final 2 minutes.
Calling the timeout.
Everything had to go right for Kentucky. And I'm talking like 9, 10, 11 things had to happen. Play after play, everything had to keep going wrong for Mizzou, and it did. And walking out of there, we're walking to the practice facility where they're doing the interviews, and Mizzou fans are honest. I'm overhearing fans saying they want Odom gone. Huh. And you had people that know a lot more about Mizzou football than I saying, I don't know if Barry Odom is going to be able to come back from that game. And just think about where they were. That's about 6 weeks ago. And then they turn around and they win at Florida. And then after that, it's just everything's been rolling for Mizzou. Not just winning football games, but getting Kelly Bryant, picking up Robinson from TCU. You've hooked up the quarterback position for the next 3-4 years. You're winning recruits. You're getting St. Louis kids. If you're Barry Odom, that's why I give him so much respect. We all said, look, and I think fairly we said, I don't know if Barry Odom is the guy. But he proved everybody wrong week after week after week. For the last 2 months, Barry Odom's been racking up wins on and off the football field.
And it is unfair how it's perceived in college football, and I fall into the trap too, when maybe you have a really good winning streak leading up to the bowl, but if you lose that bowl game, for whatever reason, that and it happened last year, and I felt the same way, hey, you won 5-6 straight games, but you lost the bowl game. It's weird how that lingers into the offseason, whereas if they lose to Oklahoma State, yeah, they won at Florida, that was cool, and they kicked Arkansas again in the tail and had some pretty good wins, but you know, you lost to Oklahoma State. For whatever reason, that bowl game, and it doesn't really happen in any other sport, where if you're an NCAA tournament team and you lose, like, in the second round, I don't think that lingers as much as you lose that last game and that just sticks until the next one. That's why I think Odom needs to win.
Yeah, and last year, if you think about how they lost that game, where it was kind of a boat race, and Mizzou was favored to win that game, you have the kids that are sitting out for Texas, and then the way it all went down with, remember, securing the bag, you have Tom Herman, who's this football coach at a blue blood program, who's basically mocking the quarterback for Mizzou, mocking Drew Lock, putting on the backpack. And that's why, not to make everything about Ohio State, but there's always been talk about Tom Herman going back to Ohio State. I don't know why anybody would want Tom Herman to coach their team. Even if you're a Texas fan, I understand he had a good year. But with what's going on, He and Zach Smith seemed to hang out a lot back in the Ohio State days. There was some Twitter warfare going on between the wives and all that.
He's very immature.
Oh, my God. I mean,